In 1905, an Italian immigrant named Gennaro Lombardi opened the first pizzeria in America on Spring Street in New York City. By all accounts, the pizza was a thin, charred pie with just tomatoes, but it launched an industry. Now, after 100 years of thick and thin, pizzeria owners from around the world visited New York this past week and discovered that the newest trend is a return to the old style. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
Chef Bruno isn't just cooking a pizza, he's coddling it. The pie is carefully turned and shuffled around the oven until the crust is just right.
I got one coming out. Okay, get out of the way now.
The pizza is being made here at the Javits Convention Center, alongside the latest in high-tech ovens and dough machines. But pizza pioneers like Lombardi would have recognized it immediately. It's brown, bubbly, and thin.
A lot of people are going back to thin and crispy, and that's the old way. Now, you see that pizza just came out? Hold on, Joe. Now, cut that crust. All right, when you hear that, then you know you got a nice solid foundation here.
A culinary revolution was built on that solid foundation. From New York style to Chicago's deep dish, from the rise of delivery and chain stores in the 1960s and 70s, to Wolfgang Puck and gourmet toppings in the 80s and 90s, everyone has added their own twist to pizza. But here at the New York Pizza Show,
crust is back.
Peter Reinhardt is the author of American Pie, the story of his quest for the perfect pizza. He says the pizza industry is experiencing the same transformation as beer and bread manufacturers, a move toward authentic, handcrafted food.
The great pizza makers that are coming up again, it's kind of like recreating what happened 100 years ago. It starts from the crust, and then the toppings, you know, are important, but if they're not on a great crust, then it's really not going to be a great or memorable pizza.
This back-to-basics movement is everywhere at the New York Pizza Show, as flour manufacturers debate the right amount of gluten and Italian oven manufacturers compete for the highest temperature. At booths on the convention floor, every vendor pitches a flavor perfection.
You want a fresh tomato that has no citric acid, so you're tasting the full sweetness of the tomato.
A really good cheese should melt in your mouth and not chew like bubble gum.
A Spanish olive gives you a great eye appeal, great texture. It's a very mild flavor, so when it's cooked, it comes through.
After decades of pizza chains competing on the lowest price, the biggest size, the quickest delivery, the focus on quality is helping the independent stores. Steve Green, the publisher of Pizza Marketing Quarterly, says that the pendulum is swinging back.
Over the last 5 years, it used to be that the chains were winning the war. Now the independents are making a move. The chains are having a hard time coming in, and part of that is because of the back-to-basics. High-intensity labor, the chain guys can't really do that very well.
Sean Wakeland, a chef from New Zealand, is getting ready to slice his award-winning pie in front of an audience of pizzeria owners.
Okay, I'm going to top this off now with a piece of avocado. Once again, I believe in having hot with the cold, setting your mouth into a bit of a confused state.
In the crowd is Joe Karsich, who owns a few pizzerias in New Jersey. He admires the new craftsmanship in pizza, but he says the bottom line is challenging. When he makes a regular pizza, his food costs are at around 8%. At his upscale stores, the cost of ingredients can be three times that. The fancier the pizza, the less money you make.
Pizza was a cheap item that you could feed the whole family for $10 or $12, and it's going to get higher. There's going to be less profit, so that's going to put a lot of people out of business that don't know cost and don't know quality and stuff like that.
Unless, of course, they adapt. After a couple of incarnations, Lombardi's Pizza is still open in Little Italy after 100 years, usually with a long line snaking out the door. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.